I 2013 der debuterer Honda i verdensmesterskabet for standardvogne, og i den forbindelse der er det altså ganske usædvanligt, vi får tilgang til allerede nu at få en snak med de to kører, som skal repræsentere Honda i VM i 2013. Den ene, det er veteranen over alle veteraner i verdensmesterskabet for standardvogne, tidligere Formel 1-kører og verdensmester i standardvogne tilbage i 2009, Gabriele Tarquini. Og så har vi Montaio, som er den nye mand, 36 år gammel, han bare Tarquini. Han er 50 år gammel, og han er altså still going strong, som det hedder. Gabriele Tarquini, you are going to make your debut with the Honda car next year, and we were just talking a little bit before, and you said there is actually a very big connection between the race car and the production car. Could you try to explain the listeners how is this connection? I mean, it's good fun to see you racing on the television screen, and Eurosport is transmitting all the races, but this is one thing. How can the ordinary guy on the street have anything out of this?
Yeah, our car is very similar. I mean, outside it looks like a road car with a small wing on the back and a small splitter on the front. But I think the suspension must be the same. So we tuned the suspension, but McPherson in front is the same. The rear suspension is the same from the road car. And the engine. The engine is turbocharged 2 liters with a restrictor, 34 millimeters restrictor. And I think it will be used in Honda for the Type R in 2015.
Does that also mean that the Italian Jazz team, which has a huge experience in World Touring Car racing, and they have had drivers like Tom Christensen and Jason Watt, I don't know why I'm mentioning these names, but anyway, they have been driving for the Jazz team, and the Jazz team is representing Honda, but the car is still a Honda car.
Yeah, it's still on the car because the program is run from Yas team. Yas has a very long experience and relationship with Honda in the past, and the engine comes from Japan. HME built this engine in Japan and is developing in Japan. We are working all together, Italian team and Japanese people, to improve this car.
And you know that it takes a hell lot of time to reach a world title. It is really a big work which is behind such an effort. To be honest, it will be very strange if Honda is going out winning the world title in 2013. You, of course, hope to be the world champion, and I'm sure that Montaio here also will to win the world championship. But it may be unlikely that it happens, because the Chevrolet, even if they are leaving the championship, they have a very strong car now. When do you think that Honda will be competitive?
But the three races Thiago will do this year, it's a sort of developing program. So I don't think that the car will be very strong this year. But our target is to win next season. I mean, winning a championship is always very difficult because you need a lot of parameters altogether to win the title. But our target is to be competitive from the first race until the last race of the season and fighting for the title. Watching the last few season, it seems very difficult for a manufacturer, just the new manufacturer, win at the first year. But Honda has the heritage and long tradition in racing, so we are pushing very hard to reach the pace as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean, last time they were very active, it was in Formula 1, so maybe you have a Formula 1 engine in the car next year. Anyway, Montaio, you are the new guy in this team, to be honest, because Gabriele also have a heritage together with Honda back in time. How is it for you to change to a total new team?
It's a new challenge, for sure. New people, new ways of thinking, new ways of working, and you have to adapt a little bit yourself, but also introduce your way of working and try to mix all that together and to make a good connection. It's good that I knew already, of course, Gabriele for a long time. I knew a little bit Jazz, but not so much. I like the challenge. I like to know new people. I like to work with new people, so it's a very exciting challenge.
And you're actually going to test drive, can we call it, the car in the last three races in this year's championship. And maybe the first of them have already been happened when you're listening to this one, this thing in the radio. But anyway, you're going to take this as a test. But you have been driving the car already, haven't you?
Yes, we had a testing program for the last few months. We did a bit more than 2,000 kilometers, which has been going quite well. Now, there is always a question mark of about where exactly we are compared to the competition. we will find out very soon now. But those three races have to be taken as a test development program, really, to gather information as much as possible, to see our strong points, our weak points, and in order to prepare the winter test that we'll be doing again in January, in order to prepare 2013. So this information, of course, the result is always nice and always important, but it's really try to have as much information as possible to work towards having a championship-winning car.